Blog Talk Radio. Welcome to the Sunday Gathering, a time to connect with Creator through prayer and reflection. Each week, the clergy of the Community Catholic Church of Canada gather to worship together, and we invite you to join us. We are an inclusive and progressive denomination in the Anglican Roman Catholic tradition. And now, let's prepare our hearts for worship and create sacred space to be blessed by God. Welcome to our service of worship on this 8th Sunday after Pentecost. Today's homilist is Archdeacon Liz. As we gather this morning, let's offer special prayers for those who were affected by that mass shooting yesterday in El Paso, Texas. We pray for all involved, for those families who received horrible news of their loved ones, for those who are still fighting for their lives, who are injured, for the first responders, who have so much to do in the wake of this tragedy, for the repose of the souls of all who died, and for the one who perpetrated the whole thing. May God grant him the understanding of the immensity of what he's done. And may God's love, forgiveness, and light fill our hearts this day. And now, let us prepare our hearts for this time of worship. The grace of our Lord Jesus Christ, and the love of God, and the fellowship of the Holy Spirit be with you all.
And also with you.
Almighty God,
to you all hearts are open, all desires known, and from you no secrets are hidden. Cleanse the thoughts of our hearts by the inspiration of your Holy Spirit, that we may perfectly love you, and worthily magnify your holy name, through Christ our Lord. Amen.
Let us confess our sins against God and our neighbor.
Most merciful God, Father of our Lord Jesus Christ, we confess that we have sinned against you in thought, word, and deed. We have not loved you with our whole heart. We have not loved our neighbors as ourselves. We are truly sorry, and we humbly repent. We ask for your forgiveness and for your unlimited mercy to embrace us and restore us with your grace. For the sake of your Son, Jesus Christ. Amen.
May the God of love and power forgive you and free you from your sins, heal and strengthen you by the Holy Spirit, and raise you to new life in Christ our Lord. Amen. This is the Collect for the 8th Sunday after Pentecost. Almighty God, your Son, Jesus Christ, fed the hungry with the bread of his life and the word of his kingdom. Renew your people with your heavenly grace, and in all our weakness sustain us by your true and living bread, who lives and reigns with you in the Holy Spirit, one God, now and forever. Amen.
A reading from the book of Hosea, chapter 11, beginning at the first verse. When Israel was a child, I loved him, and out of Egypt I called my son. The more I called them, the more they went from me. They kept sacrificing to the Baals and offering incense to idols. Yet it was I who taught Ephraim to walk. I took them up in my arms, but they did not know that I healed them. I led them with cords of human kindness, with bands of love. I was to them like those who lift infants to their cheeks. I bent down to them, fed them. They shall return to the land of Egypt, and Assyria shall be their king, because they have refused to return to me. The sword rages in their cities. It consumes their oracle priests and devours because of their schemes. My people are bent on turning away from me. To the Most High they call, but he does not raise them up at all. How can I give you up, Ephraim? How can I hand you over, O Israel? How can I make you like Adma? How can I treat you like Zebulun? My heart recoils within me. My compassion grows warm and tender. I will not execute my fierce anger. I will not again destroy Ephraim. For I am God and no mortal, a holy one in your midst, and I will not come in wrath. They shall go after the Lord, who roars like a lion. When he roars, his children shall come trembling from the west. They shall come trembling like birds from Egypt, and like doves from the lands of Assyria. And I will return them to their homes, says the Lord. This is the word of the Lord. Thanks be to God.
The psalm appointed between lections is Psalm 107. O give thanks to the Lord, for he is good, for his steadfast love endures forever. Let the redeemed of the Lord say so. Those he redeemed from trouble and gathered in from the land, from the east and from the west, from the north and from the south. Some wandered in desert wastes, finding no way to an inhabited town. Hungry and thirsty, their soul fainted within them. Then they cried to the Lord in their trouble, and he delivered them from their distress. He led them by a straight way until they reached an inhabited town. Let them thank the Lord for his steadfast love, for his wonderful works to humankind. For he satisfies the thirsty, and the hungry he fills with good things. Let those who are wise heed to these things, and consider the steadfast love of the Lord. O God, the divine seeker, you are light to the lost, bread to the hungry, deliverance to the captive, healing to the sick, eternal vision to the dying, and harbor to every soul in peril. Gather the wanderers from every corner of the world into the community of your mercy and grace, that we may eternally praise you for our salvation in Jesus Christ our Lord. Amen.
A reading from the book of Colossians, chapter 3, beginning at the first verse. So if you have been raised with Christ, seek the things that are above, where Christ is, seated at the right hand of God. Set your minds on things that are above, not on things that are on earth. For you have died, and your life is hidden with Christ in God. When Christ, who is your life, is revealed, then you will also be revealed with him in glory. Put to death, therefore, whatever in you is earthly, fornication, impurity, passion, evil desire, and greed, which is idolatry. On account of these, the wrath of God is coming on those who are disobedient. These are the ways you also once followed when you were living that life. But now you must get rid of all such things, anger, wrath, malice, slander, and abusive language from your mouth. Do not lie to one another, seeing that you have stripped off the old self with its practices and have clothed yourself with the new self, which is being renewed in knowledge according to the image of its creator. In that renewal, there is no longer Greek and Jew, circumcised and uncircumcised, barbarian, Scythian, slave and free, but Christ is all and in all. This is the word of the Lord.
Thanks be to God.
The Lord be with you.
And also with you.
The Holy Gospel of our Lord Jesus Christ according to Luke.
Glory to you, Lord Jesus Christ.
Someone in the crowd said to him, "Teacher, tell my brother to divide the family inheritance with me." But he said to him, "Friend, who set me to be a judge or arbitrator over you?" And he said to them, "Take care. Be on your guard against all kinds of greed, for one's life does not consist in the abundance of possessions." Then he told them a parable. The land of a rich man produced abundantly, and he thought to himself, "What should I do? For I have no place to store my crops." Then he said, "I will do this. I will pull down my barns and build larger ones, and there I will store all my grain and my goods. And I will say to my soul, 'Soul, you have ample goods laid up for many years. Relax, eat, drink, be merry.' But God said to him, 'You fool, this very night your life is being demanded of you, and all the things you have prepared, whose will they be?' So it is with those who store up treasures for themselves, but are not rich toward God. This is the gospel of Christ.
Praise to you, Lord Jesus Christ.
May the words of my mouth and the meditations of my heart be pleasing to you, O Lord, my rock and my redeemer. Good morning. Today's sermon is based on the Gospel of Luke. Dear friends, we live in a society where nowadays people are often judged by the material goods they possess, especially in this so-called electronics age. No matter who you are or where you go, people are all talking and bragging about the newest phone, the computer, the car, the TV, etc., that they have. There is always something new and improved to buy. We truly live in a world that is very preoccupied with possessing material goods. Keeping up with the Joneses is still an ongoing tradition. My question to this is that are they truly happy with their possessions? Now, Jesus was in the middle of his teachings to his disciples and surrounded by a crowd of people who came to listen to him. Now, all of a sudden, he was interrupted by a man who seemed to be dissatisfied with a personal issue. The man tells Jesus to tell his brother to divide his inheritance with him. Jesus has just been told to mediate a dispute over an inheritance, and we know how challenging that can be at times. Jesus knew that this man's request was because of his greed, but he didn't answer the man the way the man was hoping Jesus would. In verse 14, Jesus says to the man, "Man, who made me a judge or arbitrator over you?" But wait, Jesus did offer a judgment to the man. "Take care and be on guard against all covetousness, for one's life does not consist in the abundance of his possessions." Jesus made it clear that life does not consist of possessions. He warns us to take care, to be on guard, because we tend to make our lives about the abundance of our possessions. I don't think we mean to, but it does seep in at times. We know deep within ourselves that the possessions do not make up the most important part of our lives, but the knowledge doesn't do anything to stop us. It's not a knowledge problem, it's a heart problem. What we are seeking when we seek possessions is the security that comes from Christ. And until we put all of our hopes on Christ's storehouses of grace, we will stuff our lives, even build larger storehouses with things of the world. So here's where Jesus uses this occasion to teach his disciples that a godly life is more important than material things. To explain, Jesus tells them a parable about a man who was always rich, and for him the riches kept flowing. His land was very productive. He had such a bumper crop that he literally had a problem. He had so much stuff that he didn't have the room to store anymore. What would we do if we had that problem? Can you imagine getting a phone call from your bank telling you that you have way too much money and they can't hoard it in their vault? And they come and tell you to take your money and place it into a bigger bank? The man's barns are overflowing, so he has to do something about it. Well, what could he do? Perhaps he can give away some to the less fortunate, sell some, or should he just hoard it? If he was to hoard it, he would have to put a plan into action. Well, he decides to hoard it all. In verse 16 and 19, you can feel his excitement as he reasons with himself his plans for the future. His joy was all in his stuff, and his security was in his possessions. He talks about himself to himself. He was now the master of his world and seemed to think that he had control over his life. After all, he has enough abundance to last him his lifetime. He can now sit back, relax, and enjoy the rest of his life. He lost sight of who he was because all he could see was what he had. What he had, even though he believed it gave him the ultimate security, was the most dangerous thing in his life. It might have been better for him to lose it all. For losing it, he might have gained the world. And in verse 20, we get to hear God call him a fool and the reason for it. But God said to him, "Fool, this night your soul is required of you, and all the things you have prepared, whose will they be?" This man, this fool, spent so much time thinking about himself, talking to himself, and building for himself. And what happened? His life was cut shorter than he imagined. He probably didn't even have enough time to finish building his barn. And the Lord called him to account for his life. In the end, God speaks, "You fool." The rich man wasn't aware that God was watching, listening, and hearing his comments to himself. He probably thought that he was very wise for planning ahead. But God did hear and see him, but as a fool. And why a fool? Well, it's not because he was rich and he loved his wealth. He was rich, but he was not rich towards God. To live a life, a rich life, not directed towards God, is to be a fool. God was in control over his life and death that night. When he called on the man, he lacked provision and planning for his eternal life, which was in God's hands. The man might have been a control freak in some regards, but the one thing he couldn't control was his death, eternity, and judgment. We tend towards foolishness because if we didn't, Jesus wouldn't have used this opportunity to tell the parable. Jesus gave us the story to make all of us aware of what's really going on inside of us. We are always talking to ourselves too. Do we realize it? It could be said that at times our internal conversations, our dialogues, can be dangerous to us also. Be careful of what we are saying to ourselves and not get stuck in the me, myself, and I thoughts. Remember what happened to the fool? Others may not hear your internal conversations, but there is one who does, and that is God. Dear friends, it doesn't matter what possessions you own, because Jesus said they were all created and owned by God. God graciously gives us possessions as a stewardship. He is not concerned with how much money we have and how we use it. His concern is about how we use our stuff to express our devotion, passion, and love for him. At the end of the day, a person's life is the quality of their relationship with the Lord. The rich man in the parable was a fool because of his lack of relationship with the living God. He defined his life by the possessions he owned and had, but the ownership of his possessions were not an option when he died. Jesus summed up the story in Luke 12:21 by saying that the person who lays up treasures for himself with no regret for eternity is not rich towards God. So let's pray a prayer I found to be perfect for this occasion. Dear Heavenly Father, remind us that our material possessions are an expression of your grace at work in our lives. Remind us of your many blessings, the most important of which is our salvation, earned for us at the cross, the forgiveness of our sins, and the promise of eternal life. Remind us that you have richly blessed us so that we in turn might be a blessing to others. In Jesus' name, amen.
In peace, let us pray to the Lord, saying, Lord, hear and have mercy. We pray for all who confess the name of Christ. Fill us with the power of your Holy Spirit.
Lord, hear and have mercy.
We pray for those whose lives are bound in mutual love and for those who live in celibacy. Be their joy and their strength.
Lord, hear and have mercy.
For all in danger, for those who are far from home, prisoners, exiles, victims of oppression, grant them your salvation.
Lord, hear and have mercy.
For all who are facing trials and difficulties, for those who are sick, especially Philip, Charlene, Shane, Doug, Phyllis, and Pat, Sherry, Nancy, Victor, Bruce, June, Donna, Bill, Dave, Aaron, Carol, Phil, Jane, and Wayne, for those affected by natural disasters, for victims of violence, and for those who are dying, show them your kindness and mercy.
Lord, hear and have mercy.
We pray for one another. May we always be united in service and love.
Lord, hear and have mercy.
We pray to be forgiven our sins and set free from all hardship, distress, want, war, and injustice.
Lord, hear and have mercy.
May we discover new and just ways of sharing the goods of the earth,
struggling against exploitation, greed, or lack of concern. May we all live by the abundance of your mercies and find joy together.
Lord, hear and have mercy.
May we be strengthened by our communion of all Christ's saints.
Lord, hear and have mercy.
For yours is the majesty, O Father, Son, and Holy Spirit. Yours is the kingdom and the power and the glory, now and forever. Amen.
And now, as our Savior Christ has taught us, we are bold to pray, Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread. Forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. Lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom, the power, and the glory, forever and ever. Amen. Linked by spirit, voice, and intention, we are wrapped in the love of God, all one in spirit, beyond the limits of time and space. Around the world at this very moment, countless prayers are being lifted, songs of praise are being offered, bread and wine is being blessed to nurture God's dear children. United in Christ, we lift our prayers and praise to God, and we give thanks that we too are spiritually fed in this time of worship. Lord Jesus, you call us to follow you. We love you above all things, and we give thanks that you transform our hearts with your love. Embrace each of us now. Unite us to you in this time of worship and every moment of our day. We give thanks that we are all fashioned by your love, gifted by your grace, upheld by your loving presence. May the blessings we receive in this sacred connection move us to be blessings in the world. Amen.
May we be the hands of Christ, assisting one another. May we be the voice of Christ, speaking up against injustice and unloving actions. May we be the heart of Christ, reaching out with compassion and healing. May we have the understanding of Christ and see all as our brother and sister, and this planet as a sacred and holy world. May the Holy Spirit guide us and empower us this day to accomplish our purpose with love and abundant joy. Amen.
The peace of God, which passes all understanding, keep your hearts and minds in the knowledge and love of God and of his Son, Jesus Christ our Lord, and may the blessing of God Almighty, the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit be with you and everyone whom you love this day and forevermore. Amen.
Go forth in the world, rejoicing in the power of the Spirit. Thanks be to God.
Thank you for joining us this day for our time of worship. If you have a prayer request, please send it along to communitycatholicchurch@gmail.com. If you'd like to make a financial donation to help support our ministry, please visit the website at www.communitycatholicchurch.com. Join us next week at 10:30 a.m. for the next Sunday gathering. Blessings to you in the name of our God of love.